And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have Alexa Sheldon, Aberdeen Downtown Association Director, here to talk about sizzling summer nights, as well as other events and activities coming up here. Alexa, welcome back.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming on. It is the week of sizzling summer nights, and Alexa, this isn't your fault, because it's just my own thought process, but sizzling summer nights always seems to be the big cap off to the end of summer. It's the end of August, September's right around the corner, and then I start thinking of trick-or-treating down downtown Maine, which you mentioned, but this is the big one to knock it out of the park, I guess, for summer.
It really is. We get over 8,000 people for this car show annually. I mean, it's a huge event downtown. The streets are closed. It's so walkable. You can pop into businesses. You can look at cars. It's really such a fun time to be downtown.
And you tie in a concert with that. Let's back up just slightly, though. That's what we're here mainly to focus on. But there's other things coming up here in downtown Aberdeen. And you wanted the chance to just briefly mention College Palooza, which is, I believe, this Thursday, right?
Right. The Chamber of Commerce has this amazing event for the NSU students coming back this year. So it's Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. And there will be over 50 businesses to welcome the students and share potential jobs.
So make sure to come check that out if you are a Northern student. I just learned yesterday that they're back in school now, which makes sense then. So come on out to downtown Aberdeen and check that out. And then moving on from there, go back to the concert here. Friday's the concert. The Saturday's the car show. We'll start with the concert. Give us the details.
So this is the August Summer Concert Series, so it's our second show of the year. This is the Silver Alchemist out of the Twin Cities, Minnesota. They do amazing covers if you're a big Taylor Swift fan, Katy Perry, a lot of the hits and cover songs that you know all too well to sing along. So that'll be really fun. Come on down. It'll be really great. We'll have our food trucks. It should be a beautiful night. The weather's looking amazing for Friday and Saturday.
Awesome. And, you know, you had the Chad Cook Band here in July, and we were chatting before we came on air. Probably almost 2,000 people came out to see that. I thought that was a big success. What did you guys, how'd the Downtown Association see it?
Oh, it was great. It was really awesome to try out kind of a different genre downtown, and I'm looking forward to trying out, you know, different bands, different genres that we haven't seen down here. It was a great turnout. We saw lots of cowboy hats, lots of people, you know, dancing, singing along. That's really what we want to see. It's awesome when people interact with the band, and they were so excited. They said, we want to come back to Aberdeen. This was great.
And of course, Silver Alchemist, this band, the show is free of charge, right?
Always free of charge. The gates open at 6, but it goes from 7 to 10. So bring a folding chair, hang out. It's so comfortable downtown for these shows. You can really just make it your home. We have food, beer garden, as always. It's just a really fun time to be downtown.
I was going to say, yeah, tying in food trucks or something like that with this one or not this time?
Yes, we will have food trucks on 5th Avenue. So come hungry, have your supper plans made with us. And of course, the beer garden, there's also great drinks at Market on the Plaza. We also have some great restaurants down the street too. If you want to have a more formal dinner, we've got 322 Roma.
I see a lot of people taking up the 322 patio there. You know, use it while we can, right?
You can't beat that patio. Yes, it's amazing out there.
Let's talk about the car show then. What time do things get going, and how do people enter their cars and all that kind of stuff?
So to start that morning from 10 o'clock to 1, we are having our Strider Cup with Blackout Industries. That is such a cute event for kids to ride their bikes. So if you have some kiddos who want to be in a race, an obstacle course race, make sure to be down at 10 o'clock.
I think that's a relatively new event. I know we've chatted with the folks from Blackout about that, but that's relatively new. So I'm sure they're building something really cool there.
It is. And we've had so much interest. I've had a lot of people reaching out about that, which is funny. It's as popular as the cars, I think. So...
Very good. So that starts, you said, at 10 a.m. Moving on from there.
From there, the check-in for the reserved parking spots is 1 o'clock to 2:30. So if you purchased a $25 spot with us before the show, make sure to be there before 2:30. Because at 2:31, the spots will open to the public for any other cars to fill in. So from there, at 4 o'clock, the bikes will arrive and park down the middle of Maine, and the car show will kick off.
And, I mean, in years past, there's cars from almost 6th Avenue all the way up to the stoplights there in the north part of Main Street. So, I mean, like, dang near the entire length of the place has, cool and unique cars and whatnot.
It is massive. Yeah, last year, I mean, there were cars sneaking in. The car show was full, and cars were trying to park around the block just to be a part of it.
And are there any prizes? Are there any judges? Anything like that?
So we will have a secret judge who does pick the vehicles for our trophies, but we also have a People's Choice voting, which I think is really awesome. It empowers people to pick out their favorite car. And we will be awarding those people on Facebook the next day. So on Sunday, it'll be announced. So keep an eye out for that on our Facebook page.
Awesome. So again, the concert is Friday, Sizzlin' Summer Nights Car Show Saturday. Anything else that you want to make sure that we mention in regards to that event, or have we covered it pretty fully?
You know, I think we've covered it, Adam. It's just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's great things going on downtown. So make sure you're sticking around and enjoy the last few weekends of summer.
Before we move on, though, to talk about a two-way Main Street, let's focus on a couple of more activities coming up here. Remind our listeners, there is a makeup date for Flannel. The first summer concert series in June was canceled or postponed, rather, due to weather. And I think you have gotten the date and time all hammered out for that, correct?
That's right. So on September 14th, which is a Thursday, Flannel will be coming to downtown Aberdeen. And actually, we're going to shake things up a little bit with the venue and hold it at Central Park, which is just right off of Main, a few blocks behind the ARC building.
Awesome. And you also mentioned some of the details are still being worked out, but keep a lookout maybe on social media for events and whatnot with a brew walk coming up. And then, of course, as we mentioned earlier, there is the trick-or-treating in downtown Aberdeen. Tell us about those two things.
So the fall brew walk, we're still ironing out some details, but we're really excited. It will be very similar to the wine walk, which is a smash hit event for us. But we're trying to appeal to those beer fans, which I am a brewery fan, so I had to bring this on in my first year. We're working that out, so stay tuned on our Facebook for more. Trick or Treat on Main, I mean, it is just, it's like 1,000 people
it's
and
huge,
little
yeah.
kids. So it is such a fun time if you have little ones to be downtown. There's so many cute costumes. Almost every single business partakes in handing out candy. So it is so fun if you want a really nice experience for your kids and family downtown.
Awesome. Before we let you go here, let's talk about a two-way Main Street. You recently spoke with Jim Thayers, who's a local business owner, about the desire that the Downtown Association has for a two-way Main Street. It's something that, you know, has been batted around by the city council for a long time. But, you know, I guess, give us your kind of tell us what you told the city council and why you think a two-way Main Street would best benefit downtown Aberdeen.
Yeah, you know, Adam, when the poll first came out a few years back, I lived in Minnesota and I actually went and voted no, don't do the two-way Main. So I can tell you this is genuine because seeing the study and really looking into this, and I've spoken with urban planners, I've spoken with people who design roads, and they have all told me two-way is better for a downtown for traffic visibility for the businesses, for walkability for pedestrians. It increased in downtown Aberdeen. It will increase traffic by more than 750 cars per day who are just going through downtown, which means that that's more visibility for our small businesses. And that's really what the Downtown Association represents. We are trying to boost those businesses and people who invest in downtown by helping bring them business. So that's why it's so important to us. And so many communities have already done it. We just don't want to be left behind on making that decision and looking to the future.
Yeah. And, you know, not that Aberdeen has to do everything exactly as other places do, but when you look at Watertown, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, they all have two-way downtowns. You know, it seems right. It seems like it makes sense for them. It probably would make sense for us. And you also kind of, your desire is that the city simply put out bids to see what, you know, what the actual cost would be, right? Isn't that kind of what you're looking for?
Right. You know, and we're totally willing to work with the city. We have a great relationship with the folks over there. It's for us, it's hard for us to seek, you know, decide how large the project is, if we need to seek grants. Like, what are we working with? It's just kind of step one to take a look at it and move forward and decide whether or not it's a good fit. So it's really just the communication piece that we're looking for.
Very good. Alexa Sheldon, before we let you go here, just remind our listeners again what time the concert starts a Friday and Sizzlin' Summer Nights on Saturday.
So the concert gates open at 6 p.m. and music is from 7 to 10. That's on Friday for the summer concert series featuring The Silver Alchemist. On Saturday, the car show. If you reserved a spot, be there between 1 and 2:30. Public can arrive between 2:30 and 4. And then the show kicks off from 4 to 8 p.m. So make sure you're there. Actually, 107.7 will be pumping tunes all through downtown. It's going to be awesome.
Very good. Thank you so much, Alexa, for coming on the radio this morning.
Thanks, Adam.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting and Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.